Well, hello, gentlemen. How are you today? This is a morning here in the UK. Now, I come across a kind of a news story that kind of relates to me, really, because I was with a femme once that's threatened loads of different crazy things. And she used to go through the motions, but never really did it all, you know what I mean? But I got tired of the drama and just said goodbye. But this young Femon teenager, who doesn't actually give her age, died in a tragic accident. At least I believe it was an accident. And it is sad that a life has gone at that such tender age. Regardless whether they're Femon or male, because to me, both have importance the same. But as we all know in the media and everything, that the Femons are more important than the man. But this Femon was in her accommodation, I guess, her student accommodation, and I guess she was having a few little words with a man in the accommodation. I mean, they were probably having an argument. Hey, goes on all the time, right? But maybe she was losing the argument or whatever, and she just, I guess, threatened she was going to jump. I don't believe she wanted to jump, it was just something to do to stop the argument so she could win it. But things didn't go the way she planned, and I guess she must have slipped and fell four stories. And died. Immediately, almost. Then the government and their co-host, which is the police usually, did what they normally do. Arrest the closest man in the vicinity. Whenever a Femon dies, that's what they do, even if the man's 10 miles away. Of course, you could say the man shouldn't be arguing with this Femon. He should just say, yes, dear, no, dear, three bags full, dear. So it could be his fault for actually arguing with her in the first place. But I guess it was found out that she just slipped. She was trying to create loads of drama and get attention, as they normally do, and it went all wrong. And you men out there probably could tell me some stories of your old girlfriends or something where they're a bit of drama queens and threaten things that they never really did. And when I was a very young man, somebody was living way above me on the 7th floor. Just a mother and daughter, it was. And the daughter and her were arguing, you could hear it quite clearly. And the daughter threatened to jump, and she got on the balcony and was saying she's going to jump. She wasn't planning on jumping, by the way. It's just to get attention. But unfortunately, she slipped and fell 7 floors to her death. And all the men in the block were arrested and put in jail just for being there. No, but you know what I mean. Because if you listen to the media and the social media, all men are waiting in bushes everywhere, ready to pounce on Femons, which is sexual animals, aren't we? And the funny thing is that most of the situations are created by the Femon. And when an underage Femon goes missing or something for about 3 to 4 hours, almost the whole SWAT team is released to look for her. Don't do that for young men, do they? And I kind of wonder that these Femons are supposed to be so empowered and they can do anything and everything. Why do they need so much protection then? Man, they're pushing the old narrative all the time now, even more and more now, aren't they? Femons are good and men are bad. But you know, for me, it kind of looks like it's absolutely the other way round. I mean, I'll put a link to that news story down below anyway. And in my mind, this Femon lost her life all for her own actions, nobody else's. And of course, if it was the other way round and the man did the slip and fall, he would be his fault for sure, and the Femon would probably get counselling. I don't expect the young man in the flat with her is going to get counselling or anything like that at all. He just got arrested, that's all. But he'll have to live with what happened there all the rest of his life, and he will get no help from anybody. So just be aware out there, guys. Femons all out to destroy men. And they're using the easiest charge, of course, and that's sexual assault. So protect yourself out there, guys. I mean, you might meet a very nice girl, you have a few drinks with her, you go back to your place or her place and, you know, have the normal thing, sex. And then maybe 2 days later or maybe 10 years later, she can pick up the phone and says she was raped by you. Maybe we're starting to have to record sex so we can protect ourselves. Of course, then we'll get charged for that too. It would probably be classed as a sex revenge video, I suppose. Femons have got the laws changed, so they don't want anybody showing what they're really like, do they? And of course, the safest bet is just not to go with him at all, but if you're a very young man, it's very difficult. The urge is very strong. And I think if you stare at a Femon for more than 5 seconds in the street, I think you can be charged now too. But the Femons unknowingly are helping us men out in a way, aren't they? Look at the state of them. Most of them anyway. I don't think they realize what a turnoff they are now. But I thought I remembered way back when they said don't treat us like a sex object. And yet, that's all they're acting like, aren't they now? Man, it's a good job that Femons do love themselves so much. Because men don't. They're walking away. So when you see a Femon today, acting crazy or something, just walk away, men. Well, I know nowadays it doesn't leave too many Femons left, but that's what you gotta do to protect yourself. You see, today's Femons have no morality at all, and are looking for easy money, and they don't care how they get it. Anyway, have a nice day, gentlemen, and if you see a Femon in the street, dip your eyes down. You'll need permission in triplicate to look at this entitled princess, you know.
Well, hello there, sweetheart.